Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen that Duryodhana is talking to his teacher Dronacharya. He described the army of Pandavas and then he started describing his own army so that he can encourage Dronacharya. Now we'll see today's verse, verse number 9, what he says. Anye cha bahava shura madarthe tyakta jivitaha नाना शस्त्र प्रहरणाः सर्वे युद्ध विशारदाः. So here he is saying, in the previous verse, in verse number 8, he had named various personalities. If you remember, भवान् भीष्मश्च कर्णश्च कृपश्च समितिं जयः. Like this, he named so many. भवान् द्रोणाचार्य, then भीष्म, कर्ण, कृपाचार्य, अश्वत्थाम. So like this, he named many. And then in this particular verse, he is saying, Anyecha bhava shura. Bhava. There are many, many people. There are greater number of people who are there. Maybe he's not able to list, so he's using this word. And he's saying, Shura. All of them are great heroes. All of them are great heroes. And then he starts mentioning their qualities. What are their qualities? He says, Sarve yuddha visharadaha. All of them are expert when it comes to fighting. Very expert military men. And then another quality that he is giving is Nana Shastra Praharnaha. So Nana Shastra Praharnaha basically means that they all are equipped with very strong weapons. And he adds the last point, very, very important point. He says, Madarthe Tyakta Jivitaha. So he's saying, Madarthe, for me, Tyakta jivitaha, they're ready to give up their own lives. Now there are many nice points to discuss here. So when he's saying Anyecha Bhava Shura, he's talking about many great personalities. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions few names: Jayadratha, Kritavarma, and Shalya. So like this, many great personalities were there. So let me tell you something about Shalya, how Duryodhana got Shalya to his own team. So, Shalya basically is the uncle of Pandavas. And he traveled long distance, to join this fight. And after coming near, to the battlefield, so lots of facilities were arranged. And who arranged these facilities? Duryodhana's ministers, as instructed by Duryodhana. So, they arranged nice facilities. And Shalya, when he came with his entire military army force, so at that time, he used all those facilities in the military, and the ministers of Duryodhana, they were saying, yeah, this is meant for you, please use it. And then Shalya was very much pleased. And Shalya thought, oh, Yudhishthira Maharaj arranged so nicely, because he was knowing that we are coming. And then Shalya, he made a statement. He said that whoever has made such nice arrangements for us, I am ready to do anything for them. And as soon as he made the statement, Duryodhana comes there like a hero. Yes, thank you very much. I arranged it. And then he says that I want you to fight on my behalf, on my side. And Shalya had no option. He made a statement, so he had to follow. So Shalya, then he started fighting. Actually, he had to fight on the side of Pandavas, but now he had to fight against Pandavas. Look at Duryodhana's tricks that he would use. So in this way, Shalya, he started fighting on the side of Kauravas. And in fact, he was the last commander when it comes to Kaurava's army in the battle of Kurukshetra. So this is about Anyecha Bhava Shura. And then other things are very clear that all of them were, very much expert when it comes to fighting, and they were equipped with a lot of weapons. One line is very nice here. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. What is this madarthe tyakta jivitaha? So what is Duryodhana trying to speak here? Duryodhana is trying to say that all of them are ready to give up their lives for me. Now let's analyze this line. Very, very nice line here. So that is what is the intended meaning. That all of them are ready to give up their life for me. But if we just take that word Tyakta jivitaha, that actually means that they have already given up their life. That's what it means. Tyakta jivitaha. So indirectly Duryodhana is saying they are all anyways going to be killed. And that's what here we see in the purport. So first, now here it is mentioned that all are determined to lay down their lives for Duryodhana's sake. So that's what is the intended meaning. But then if you take the literal meaning goes like this. It is already concluded that all of them would die in the battle of Kurukshetra for joining the party of sinful Duryodhana. Tyakta jivitaha. And this line, this particular phrase that we just discussed, that is in line or in accordance with one verse which Krishna would be chanting in future, in 11th chapter 33rd shloka, which goes like this. Mayai vaite nihitaha purvam eva nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. So here he is saying, mayai vaite nihitaha purvam eva. Krishna is saying this in 11.33. He is saying that by my arrangement, maya eva, by my arrangement, nihitaha, all of them are killed. Whom is he talking to? He is talking to Arjuna. He is saying, by my previous arrangement, purva, by my previous arrangement, all of them are killed already, nihitaha. So, oh Arjuna, what you're supposed to do? Nimitta matram bhava savya sachin, become my instrument and just do the needful now. So, Krishna is saying that they're already killed. And here Duryodhana is also saying, tyaktya, tyaktva jivitaha or tyakta di jivitaha. So, that means that they're already killed. So, in this way, we see Duryodhana indirectly he's telling that how his army going to be destroyed in future. That's what the shloka talks about. So he's accepted his defeat before even the war has started. Now, in the next verse, we will see that he goes to another extent not to glorify his own army. Let's see that tomorrow. Hare Krishna.